Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your boy Frank. I'm back at it once again, you know. I'm gonna speak a little bit on my the football. My segment today will be football. We have two championship games coming up this weekend, which is the New England Patriots versus our own Kansas City, Missouri Chiefs. And we also have this New Orleans Saints versus the LA Rams. Now me, I am from St. Louis, and a lot of people from St. Louis would be like, F the Rams, but I am one in a million of the people that are here in St. Louis that is not saying F the Rams, because it was not the Rams who, it's not the players who we shall be mad at. It's the, I'm sorry about that pause, but it's Stan Kroenke. He's the person that we should be mad at because he owns the team and he decides whether the team stays or leave its location. And we had a lot of season ticket holders here. I went to several Ram games myself. It was an amazing crowd to the ones that I did go to. Stan Kroenke, he just didn't give the team a chance to actually regain the leverage here in St. Louis, and that's something that he missed out on, you know. So now we have in 2020 the XFL football lead will be coming here. They are still looking for players and coaches and certain other things as well. We are one of the eight cities who will have a team. Our team name has yet to be known, but a lot of people ask me, why don't I either play or coach for this team of ours, and I just haven't figured that part out yet, but soon to come. I think this Saints and Rams game is going to be one of the most, I think it's going to be more competitive than the Chiefs and New England game. How competitive is only for them to tell, but I think that if the Rams have and they shall and should learn their lesson from the last game and the only game that they played the Saints, hopefully they will come out and get the ball rolling early and try to pull away with things early. But if not, I could see it going neck to neck. And it will come down to both defenses to make the play to save one of the city's teams. So I think as much as I am a Rams fan, I think that we're going to be upset by 3. Now, I can be wrong. Sean McVay, don't get me wrong, he's a very smart, intelligent coach. I never seen nothing like it. I think he's actually smart enough to beat Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots if it were to come down to Super Bowl rematch. Where they stole one of the two Super Bowls that we went to when the Rams were here in St. Louis. Now, Bill Belichick, he's smart, he's decent, but I They won by three last time. So it was 43-40. And I think that Kansas City will come out on top of Bill Belichick because the margin was just three from last game. Now, if the Patriots get after Holmes early in the matchup, then Kansas City needs to be worried, which I can barely see them doing that, because Holmes, he's like another human joystick, as they used to call Michael Vick, or another human cheat code, as they used to call Michael Vick. But I think that the Patriots will lose this battle against Kansas City this go around, and which would be good for me in my home city. Now the reason why I say me in there too is because I'm a fan of a team that play as a team. And this is just to throw a little something in the mix for an example. Golden State Warriors, a lot of people hate them because of Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. You know, they hate them because they have them shooters, them guys that's willing to go the mile to get the team a win. Me, personally, I'm down for it. I mean, yes, I am a Kevin Durant fan, but you got to give credit to where it's due. Them guys play as a team, and that's what I like, is people, is squads that play as a team. You know, and not only that, but also, not to even try to rule this out, but we have the fight coming up this weekend. That's including Adrian Broner and Manny Pacquiao. I've been a Manny Pacquiao fan for a long, 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 long time. Even when he went up against Floyd, I still was a Manny Pacquiao fan, and he lost by decisions, which is not bad. But I think that Adrian Broner has no chance. I think Adrian Broner will hang it up after fighting Manny Pacquiao. Because Manny Pacquiao, he's just too fast. He's too fast. He has the power to hit Adrian Broner off balance. Like, he can just strike him, and the swings that he gives doesn't even look like that they have a lot of power behind them, but they actually does. The man, he gives you about 3, 4, 5 hits before you can even move to the next opposing direction, you know. So it's a lot of good things going on this weekend, but I'm gonna get on here tomorrow, and I am going to talk about that fight tomorrow with a little bit more information as well. So y'all just hang tight and enjoy your nights.